And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program that we have here on Sunday morning, and we try to have someone from the community to tell us about the things that they do. Excuse me, I have got a little voice trouble, and so does my guest, Ron Sikowski, and he is with the Rotary Club of Conroe. You are the president right now, right?
That is correct.
I've got him on the line, and he's, like I said, he's got a little bit of the sniffles too, so I hope y'all can just bear through it a little bit. I have a feeling we're not the only people out there, Ron, that has a problem.
Well, I hear there's a massive epidemic going on, and it's just starting the flu season, so look out, world.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one. If you don't mind, me calling you Ron, do you?
Please do, yes.
Okay. I guess it would be easier if you started telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a native Texan, born in a place called Wichita Falls. I grew up in a town where your handshake was worth more than 20 pounds of legal contracts. It was all about integrity. And growing up, I worked on my dad's residential construction job, so I appreciate hard manual labor. And my dad made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I went to Texas Tech University to major in civil engineering, and he said he'd pay for that if I did that. So I kept my end of the bargain, and now I'm a consulting engineer in historic downtown Conroe on the second floor of a 105-year-old building.
That's amazing.
I've always been involved in my community. Been involved with politics, gosh, since I was 5 years old. We had a gentleman across the street by the name of John Tower, who was an associate professor of political science at Midwestern University. And then he decided to run for the U.S. Senate, and it's been interesting ever since then. I chaired the Candidates Committee in Montgomery County for the Republican Party for 20 years. We basically grew from almost no elected officials on the Republican Party side. Now 100%. Every one of our officials, from the JP precinct level all the way up to county commissioners, through our state elected officials and our federal elected officials, are 100% Republican now in Montgomery County. And that's a group effort. And people learn to work together as a team in getting that achieved. And that's what I personally believe in, working together as a team. Because the word team, if you look at the letters, together, everyone achieves more.
Now that's a very true statement. Everything isn't a tennis game where you play by yourself. Most everybody has to work together if they want to accomplish a lot. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your business. What do you do as an engineer? What do you do?
Okay. I actually have two businesses.
Okay.
During the day, I am a consulting engineer. I office in downtown Conroe because it fits my personality. It's a very quaint downtown. I've got its own historical perspective, and I provide engineering services for sites and building structures, the mechanical, the electrical, the plumbing, and environmental. And at nighttime, I'm a wine columnist. I've been writing now for 12 years.
Wow. Now, you do have a lot of diversity there.
And it's fun to be diversified because each day brings something totally different, and you contribute to your community by that diversity.
That's true. What's the old saying? If you find a job that you love to do, you don't ever have to work a day in your life.
And that's exactly correct, and I've been having fun all my life.
We're speaking with Ron Sikowski, and he is the president of the Rotary Club of Conroe. And we went over some of the things about him personally, and I think it's always good for our listeners to know who you are. I think Conroe's a beautiful downtown area. You saved a lot of the old buildings, and I think that's a great thing. It's a little easier for towns that have a courthouse in the middle in it.
Definitely, definitely. And we have our brick-paved streets, too, and our brick-paved sidewalks. So that adds a little bit of nostalgia to the whole downtown area.
Yeah, Conroe is a beautiful downtown area. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about Conroe Rotary, or tell us a lot about it. What does it involve?
Well, the Rotary Club of Conroe is the oldest Rotary Club in this part of Texas. We were started 83 years ago.
Wow.
And this Rotary Club has a long history of serving our community through scholarships, through working with youth. We work in other community resources. For instance, in our youth programs, we have I Like Me books that go out to over 1,800 first graders in the Conroe area. And each year, a questionnaire is sent out to parents to provide some basic facts, the child's first name, what they like to do, their best friend's first name, what pets they have, and the names of those pets. And all that is integrated in this book that the child gets. And I've known of these first graders to keep their books all the way through college.
Wow.
Just because it was a memento of when they first learned to read. We're involved in the Interact Club at Conroe High School. We also sponsor the Rotaract Club at Lone Star College. The Interact is basically is Rotary on a high school basis, and Rotaract is for the 18 to 30-year-olds. The Rotary Club also sponsors Runyon Elementary School, and each year we provide motivation for the school teachers at that school. It's a school where the parents really are not that heavily involved because it's such a high rate of poverty in that school. 93%+ of the children that attend that school are on some form of breakfast and lunch program where they get free meals because that's how high the poverty level is.
Wow.
So the Rotary Club gets involved in motivating the teachers, providing them with perks along the way. At the end of the year, we give out several iPads we have over the years to deserving teachers to keep them motivated. There's nothing more than having the community acknowledge their contributions to these young people who will eventually be running our country. So it's all about the youth and our scholarships. We provide six $1,000 scholarships each year, plus all five of the Rotary Clubs in Montgomery County get together each May and provide scholarships for the scholar athletes here in Montgomery County. And we gave out almost $50,000 this past year, and we hope to increase that this year. In addition, all five of the Rotary Clubs here in Montgomery County, which is the Rotary Club of East Montgomery County, the Rotary Club of Conroe, the Rotary Club of the Woodlands, Rotary Club of Magnolia, Rotary Club of Lake Conroe, and also the Rotary Club of Huntsville got together. We bought all the food, almost 80 tons of food, for a give out back in December. We had not given them the food, they would not have had Christmas meals, Thanksgiving. So we do try to get involved in their community, and not only within our local community, but on an international basis. Our Rotary Club started almost 20 years ago an initiative to wipe out polio worldwide. It was wiped out here in the United States, but worldwide, going into countries like Pakistan and Afghanistan and Nigeria, they were having almost 350,000 new cases of polio each year, crippling kids, killing them. And we are now down to only 22 cases so far this year. It's nothing short of a miracle, but we still have a lot of obstacles to overcome. We have two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan, who are having some real challenges in getting into some of the more remote areas where the imams in the Muslim cultures control everything that's going on, and those are the areas where the polio cases are showing up, where Rotary has been prohibited from coming in and administering the polio oral syrup. It's not a shot. It's an oral medicine that each baby gets. And when they get that oral syrup, they dip their little pinky in a permanent purple ink. Permanent purple ink will last for about 4 or 5 years. The Conroe High School Interact Club raised funds, and we gave some pretty high challenges. If they raised X number of dollars, they could paint my head purple, my hair, that is, not all my head. And even the school superintendent and the president of the school board trustees got in on this after these young Interact students raised over $2,000 for fighting polio. And that $2,000 got matched from other sources, so that money got multiplied enough for over 20,000 doses of polio syrup that they could provide it to these undeveloped countries and countries that were trying to overcome these obstacles.
And we're speaking with Ron Sikowski. He is the president of the Rotary Club of Conroe. And we'll go back over some of the things you said, and I'm sure you have some more for us. But I did want to bring out something that you taught me just not long ago. All of the clubs start out with the Rotary Club of, right?
You are correct, yes. And then the locale that they're in. So it's the Rotary Club of East Montgomery County, the Rotary Club of Cleveland, the Rotary Club of Conroe. That's how those their names are established.
So, folks, if you're ever out and you're trying to contact somebody in Rotary, that kind of information is good to have, because it's easier to Google or get the information if you get the words in order. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did want to make sure we get your name out there a few times so people will know who's talking. As far as the polio vaccine system goes, we have kind of eradicated it for the most part in the United States thanks to vaccinations. But when you're talking about places like Pakistan, how does the Rotary Club get in there to do those things?
Well, we actually plan a big celebration for that day. It takes months and months to work things out with the local people. There's a lot of advertising, so to speak, that goes on, that come to this location on such and such a day, and they get some gifts, and their children who have not had the polio syrup get the oral dose for free, and they're explained why this is needed. And in those undeveloped third world countries, they literally have open sewage systems. Mm-hmm. And that's how polio viruses are carried, through those open sewage systems.
And the people that have to live in that, they really don't have a choice.
They wish they had a choice, but no, they're forced into that economic condition.
As far as the who actually goes over and participates to do, do you have, since it's an oral vaccine, I don't guess you have to be a doctor or nurse to help administer it, huh?
Administer it. Correct. Any of the Rotarians can do that, along with our counterparts in those countries. And in some cases, these Rotarians are actually risking their lives. There have been several Rotarians that have been killed because the tribal leaders don't want them into their remote areas, because those tribal leaders want complete control over their people.
Yeah, the one thing America and the free world brings to them that is scary is knowledge, isn't it?
Yes, and those tribal leaders are very fearful of providing that knowledge to their people.
Well, I hope that things get better as far as that's concerned, because I know that all those kids And young adults obviously get polio there too. You were talking about the different things you do with the different schools and the students in the Conroe area. I was fascinated with the first thing you talked about, the book that you provide the first graders or kindergarten, I guess it'd be first graders that you provide it to them. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I think that's great. We got to get people reading.
Yes, and what the book is designed to do is to put the main character of the book as that young student, that first grader, and he'll read the book and then see, oh, there's my pet Spot, my favorite dog, and here's my friend Paul or my friend Mary that's also in the book. And so the child that's learning to read finds some excitement about learning about his friends and what's going on, and oh, he likes to play soccer. These things are taken in consideration in compiling that book through the questionnaire that the parents get from the school district. And this is a school district-backed program. It's not something that just the Rotary does, but Rotary pays for all of the expenses for that, plus helps in getting these books distributed. You can imagine distributing 1,800 books to 70 or 80 classrooms over a period of a week and a half. And it's a wonderful event, because in many cases, this is the first book that this child has ever owned in their life.
Yes.
And so it becomes a very special thing to them. Helps to motivate them, helps to open their eyes that, yes, education can be a very special thing.
Wow, that's a lot of books. I hope you've got some chiropractors and doctors for your fellow Rotarians, because they're going to be carrying a lot of books around to provide it for the kids. But the kids, I'm sure they just love it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do have doctors and chiropractors that belong to our Rotary Club, and financial advisors and librarians and accountants in all different walks of life in Rotary. It's not just engineering or doctors. It's dentists and attorneys and the community of leaders that we have here. Rotary is about serving. And that's what these leaders have grouped together to do, is to serve the community and to serve the world. We get back into the world situation, we have what's called a shelter box program. Everything is in this big, heavy-duty case that's stored, and our Rotary Club contributes several of those shelter boxes. And in the shelter box, there's actually a tent that will sleep 12. There's cooking equipment, there's water purification equipment, and there's other things too. And when we had that massive earthquake in Nepal or the tsunami over in the South Pacific, our shelter boxes were there in less than 24 hours, providing the people with shelter to protect them from the elements, whether it be in Nepal or down in the South Pacific, providing them with drinking, way of purifying their drinking water sources. And speaking of drinking water, we are also into a water well program worldwide. There's almost 1.4 billion people who don't have access in the world to a suitable drinking system, suitable water system. And so there's a lot of disease in those water systems. And so we help these communities in the third world put in some water wells where the women don't have to carry water for 10 miles to bring to their homes. And the water is life in many of these countries. And so the men are going off doing their thing, hunting and doing whatever, but the women have a responsibility to bring the water from wherever that source is to their home. And in many cases, putting a water well in a village frees up a woman from a lot of that work and can allow her to do other things too to help her community out.
Yeah, because a lot of those women are having to take care of young children, and at the same time they're getting the water, which means that the children walk back and forth, and you could be a little nasty and say, well, the exercise is good for them, but it wouldn't be good as if they had that time to spend on learning and taking care of their future.
Yes, sir.
I believe it was Isaac Asimov who said that he believes the next major war would be over water. If we can get proper drinking water, then that's an amazing thing that y'all do. And did you say all Rotary clubs have tried to get these shelter boxes together?
A lot of the Rotary clubs contribute to the shelter box program. Other Rotary clubs have other types of programs. About 15, 16 years ago, the Rotary Club of Conroe actually worked with a Rotary Club down in Mexico where they did not have an ambulance at all within 100 miles of their community. And so we were able to help put together a program to get them an ambulance.
Really?
For their community. And so different Rotary Clubs have different programs, but the Polio Plus program, water well program, and the shelter box program are three of the dominant programs. And as our Rotary clubs evolve, and it's 106 years of Rotary now, that each, as we address one problem, there's other problems that we try to address. And so coming up this June, the 9th through the 14th, the Rotary International will have its international conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm planning on being there for that. Okay. And we're expecting 15,000 Rotarians from almost 200 countries to be in attendance this international conference.
That's amazing.
It provides you with an understanding of what is happening beyond just your community.
Yes, I imagine the Rotarians from other countries can help a lot as far as helping the American clubs to know what they really need closer to them. And we're speaking with Ron Sikowski. He's the president of the Rotary Club of Conroe. And we have about six more minutes here. So is there another area you'd like to get into, Ron? Or have we touched on everything? You want to go back and maybe explain a little bit more about the other?
Okay, we are always looking for community leaders to become a member of the Rotary Clubs, whether they be in Conroe, in Cleveland, in Huntsville, wherever your community is. Rotarians have a long history and heritage of coming together to help people, and together we can achieve a lot more instead of just one person working to address a problem. You take a team of people to address that problem. And so to keep our clubs young and active, we are always looking for fresh young members to come in. The Rotaract is a recent addition to the Rotary family of clubs. And Rotaract is basically for those 18 to 30-year-olds, whether they be in college, whether they be in the community, to get involved and help out their community. And these Rotaract clubs have very low membership requirements and dues. A lot of people don't want to get involved in having to pay for their dues in a Rotary club because it could be about $200 a year. So in Rotaract clubs, they're less expensive for the younger members. And they interact and work with the Rotary Club members. It's all about networking, too, in Rotary, because somebody may have a problem, but somebody in another area might have the answer that they're looking for. So getting those people to work together as a team helps to solve these problems that we have in the world and in our communities.
That's a great idea. I had never heard of the Rotor Act. Say that again so I hear it
correctly. Rotor Act.
Rotor Act. And
R-O-T-A-R-A-C-T. And we have our District 5910 is composed of 37 clubs, Rotary clubs. And I'm the district coordinator for Rotor Act. We have 11 active Rotor Act clubs that have started, and we're looking at more clubs getting started over the next several years.
And basically, you're teaching the young people that giving back, once people learn that how to give back and that they can give back, I think it makes them want to do it their entire life.
Yes, and the thing when you start contributing, it's not that you're going to be paid in dollars, but what you get back is so much more than what you could ever anticipate. That feeling good on the inside and knowing that you've helped out somebody.
If someone wanted to join Rotary or Rotact, anyway, if someone wanted to join, how would they go about that?
Well, if you want to look at your community, I'd go to rotary.org, www.rotary.org, and you can find a club in your area. There is a club finder, and it will give you the name of the people, and you could actually email them and say, hey, I'm interested in finding more about Rotary in your community. And you should get a response back in a day.
That's great. That's a great way for everybody to be able to contact one another.
Yes.
The Rotary Club of Conroe, where do y'all meet and when?
We meet on Tuesdays at noontime in the First Baptist Church in downtown Conroe. We actually meet in the gymnasium. They have a large stage over there, so we have more than ample space to provide for presentations. Our business meetings are weekly at noontime. We have lunch, the catered lunch. And this past week, for instance, we had Sheriff Rand Henderson come talk to us. The meeting before that, we had our meeting at the New Conroe Police Department headquarters on the north side of Conroe, and our meetings normally last an hour. Rotarians were so engulfed in looking and learning about those facilities that most of them stayed to past 2 o'clock.
Wow.
2 hours there instead of the normal 1 hour.
I appreciate you being my guest today. I hate to end the conversation, but I have so much time. I do appreciate you being on. I believe you've given my listeners a lot of things to think about, and maybe they can help Rotary as well.
Thank you for the opportunity to present information about Rotary.
That wraps up our Public Affairs for Your Information program for today. Thanks for tuning in to Cox Radio, and Pickard, key up your flat top and take us on home.